Welcome to the Slimming World podcast. We are not in person today. We are on the Zoom.
We are.
But our spirits are still connected as if we are one.
They've collided.
Look, we did an episode a couple of weeks ago called When the Going Gets Tough. We want to recap with you what's happened since then. We want to read through some of your comments, and we want to really help you with that kind of vibe in mind, have your best week ever. So we have a few surprises up our sleeve. We have some more top tips. You may want to get a cup of tea. You may want to get your journal and even your favourite pen. I have to say, Anna bought me the most amazing pens for my birthday.
They're good, aren't they?
Leopard print pen. You know when a pen feels good in your hand? It's light and it's nimble and the ink flows freely. You know, it doesn't get stuck where you have to rewrite over things.
No, I love that. It's a joy to write with.
There you go. I've also got a mega surprise for Anna coming up very soon. She has no idea what's about to hit her. But in the meantime, here's some ukuleles. So I'm Claire and she is the cat's mother. No, she's Anna. Yeah.
Did your mum ever used to tell you off for like that if you went she? Who's she? The
absolutely
cat's mother. Yeah. I found myself saying that to Daisy the other day and I was like, my mother is coming out of my mouth.
Well, maybe your mum would have had some advice for your best week ever. What
probably
can we say?
Would. Be quiet, Anna, and listen is probably what she would have said.
So this is a podcast where we share our personal experiences along the process of us losing weight, of keeping weight off. You know, whatever we need to do to just make these habit changes stick and find that happy equilibrium of being at target. And a couple of weeks ago, I shared how I'd really just been bouncing in and out of my target range. I just couldn't seem to make it stick. And I'm delighted to say that as of this week, I went to weigh in. I'm back in target.
She's back
baby.
In target. Woo-hoo!
I'm just going to go like this. I don't know if you could hear that.
Yeah, she's just hitting her certificate on the microphone.
That's it. See, I feel like I've earned this target almost more than the first time, because I think when you kind of go out and then come back in, I don't know, it feels sweeter to me.
You've experimented a bit. You've seen how far you can push it. You've gone roundabout and you've actually really decided that you're worth committing to the changes to make it happen again. So you've done really, really well, because that's not easy.
No way. But we did When the Going Gets Tough, I talked about some of these struggles and how I felt a bit of a fraud and I admitted to my group and I went away. And that was a few weeks ago, because often we record these podcasts a couple of weeks or so in advance. And as a result of that podcast, we had lots of people messaging in, hashtag help Claire.
Help Claire. I even had it in group, people like that. Help Claire. Well, she's okay. We fixed her now.
Yeah. So, and people, we asked you to kind of say, what five tips would you share with a friend if they were in those shoes where they were just hitting a bit of a wall, they were struggling? Where would you start as your five tips? So we have a few of those to recap on this episode. But also, Anna, under this title, Best Week Ever, we've shamelessly stolen it, because it's actually in a pack, in a book, in the pack, isn't it? We should actually credit this. This is not our idea, really.
Well, do you know what? It was one of, I like to think as ideas as collaborations.
Oh, clever. And,
you know, and I was actually in one of my groups just really talking to my members about how can you make your following week your best week ever. And I remembered the page in the Be Together with Your Slimming World group book, and it's all about how you track how you felt on your very best week. And it just got me to thinking about what's the difference between my best week and kind of like an average week. And a lot of it is psychological and some really, really tiny steps. So It just got me to thinking how sometimes we make it harder for ourselves than it actually needs to be. And that maybe if we can kind of show you the things that make it a bit more fun, make it a bit more achievable, because sometimes you feel like this is never going to end. And not that it is going to end, by the way, but it's like, you know, that kind of pressure that it's never going to end. So maybe looking at how you can just enjoy and be focused on the very present, not the past and not what's about to happen.
Interesting. I mean, I had to go and find my pack, which was in the boot of my car. I'm so sorry to say.
But not the judging. I'm not judging.
But, you know, the books that you don't always read that are in the pack. I mean, I am not a consultant, so I can say that you can't.
No, but I always have a pack on me. It's either in my bra or in my handbag. No, it's not. I've memorised every single page.
Well, I had to dig through the pack and find this one, which is called Be Together at Your Group, which has two people under an umbrella with a lot of rainfall.
Cuddling,
yes.
Yeah.
Page 36, page 37. Guess what it's called?
My Best Week Ever. Wonder where we got the title from.
Well, anyway, if you don't have the book, I mean, let's be honest, not everybody does. We know that not everybody is always a member who listens to this. This is open to the general public. It talks about, was last week a brilliant week? Did you really enjoy food optimizing? Were you delighted? I love that word, delighted with your weight loss. It has a little photo space there. And it's got kind of like a few headings, hasn't it, that we can kind of go through of things that people can kind of think about. You know, when you just want to use this podcast to hit pause and be like, let's just check in for a moment, have a mindful moment. How am I doing in this present moment of my weight loss journey?
Well, what I find about this section is that it is very much about the present and very much about the actions you put in place to make good things happen. So no matter how you look at this, it brings a positive vibe into your world. I've done this in group a couple of times, and the things that we've pulled out have been so positive and so inspiring that actually it's taken us, or some people from me, maybe in quite a dark headspace, to one that's like, no, actually, I did that and I did that and I did that. And we both know when your head's in quite a negative spin, sometimes all you can pull out is negative, isn't it? So this is about forward thinking into the positive zone, because to lose weight, you've got to be in a positive headspace. You really, really have.
Mm. So the photo here, it says a photo of me on my best week. And that's different, isn't it, from people always thinking about their before photo to motivate them. It's a photo of something that's happened in right now or in recent months where you felt awesome.
Well, it's, you know, I'm just thinking about, like, if I was to go and look at a photo of you, like if I took a snapshot, I've got a picture of you in the Spice Girls dress getting on the scales. And you know what? That wasn't like a huge, massive achievement. It was a huge achievement. But that, I just remember the smile on your face. And sometimes it's really important you connect with the joy you've had and you've had a good week. And it may be that it's like you, I don't know, eating your favourite meal. It may be that it's you getting an award. It could be just you in your dress. But we're not very good, are we, at going, actually, right now is fabulous. Right now is really, really good. Yeah, I might have 4 stone more to lose, but right now is good. So I think this is why this is key, because it captures you in a positive zone that you might not have necessarily captured otherwise. Because, you know, you see like the before and after pictures. How many of us are waiting to get to target before we do X, Y, and Z? This is saying, how are you doing right now?
Yeah, live in the moment.
Exactly.
So one of the things that when I saw this page, it said a photo of me on my best week. I was straight away thinking about what was the outfit that I wore that made me feel really, really awesome.
Like that.
Okay. And so I was a little bit late joining our Zoom call because I went and I put it on.
Oh.
So I've got like a shawl kind of covering me at the moment.
Oh my God, I know what you've got on.
Do you?
Oh my God, is this my surprise?
Yeah.
Have you got your wedding dress on?
Ta-da! I've never recorded a podcast with my wedding dress. I mean, I have unfortunately got a black sports bra underneath.
Well, so I didn't want to say. I was keeping that quiet. If only I'd known, I would have got Phil in the loft. He could have got mine now.
That's it. And I decided because
love that.
This week I've worked so hard to get back to my target weight. And I just wanted to know, I wonder if it still fits. And it's only been 7 months since my wedding. But on that day, I felt like I felt so great, you know. Aww. I felt confident. I felt happy. I felt beautiful. So I thought, why would I, if I want to feel great about myself, go put that outfit on or just kind of check in and see where am I at the moment?
I love that. 7 months on. Oh, mine has been in its box. Well, my three have been in their box for the last 9 years in May? I haven't ever put mine back on. Because I'm scared, like, it won't be the vision I dreamed it was.
There was that. I did actually think, as I was putting the dress on earlier, I was like, I haven't really thought this through. Or what do I do if it doesn't fit? No,
you're fine. Like, 9 years later and a baby, I'm just like, my hips aren't where they used to be. But how nice that you've got that and you feel so good in it. I love that. I love that you're here, sat at your mic in your wedding dress. And if you could see me, guys, I just look like I've been dug up. Oh, what a lovely surprise.
So here I am. Recording.
I mean, I love the fact that yours is that comfortable that you can just rock up and be wearing that in your studio, whereas mine, two pairs of Spanx, 147 buttons, 13 bridesmaids later, and I'd still be in the loo. You've done
but,
a lot better.
You know, how, for many people, they have listened to this podcast from the start. I know. They know when they listen to Claire's story, the second episode we ever did, that I would never have thought that I would have still been recording this podcast. I would have got married, recorded an episode of this podcast in my wedding dress, and also have got to Target, been out of Target, and come back to Target. I would never have foreseen that journey that lay ahead of me. So I suppose it's like a message to all of us, really, to think you don't know what the future holds. So you just need to celebrate where we're at right now.
Totally.
And with that positivity, with that kind of that celebration, the understanding, whatever it is to be like your mini win, big win, celebrating where you are now, you take that and you take it forwards into your future.
Totally, 100%. Do you know, I met a lady who said to me, I've only listened to 10 episodes. And then I jumped forward and I saw an Instagram and it was like I'd read the end of the book because Claire's married. I was like, it's not the end of the book, but yeah, totally get it. It's like, there may be people that are listening to this and it's like 3 years' time and they've only just discovered you've got married. I still find that really funny. So yeah, I think it's so key to remember, we don't know what we're about to encounter and all we've got is the present. So we might as well blink and enjoy it. That's what I've decided about my life. And I think everything we've been through in the pandemic has really brought that to the fore as well, hasn't it? That actually life can change in a flip of a coin. So let's start enjoying every second that we have got control over. And I think when it comes to weight loss and food, we have so much control, even sometimes when we don't think we do, that you can turn yourself from feeling really rubbish into feeling really positive just by asking yourself a few questions and putting a few things in place.
Here. And that's why that's my best week ever rather than my best journey ever, my best month ever, my best year ever. Let's just start thinking about the next 7 days. Let's just start there and just get on a roll, see where that takes us, and then keep moving that stone forwards a little bit every week.
And there may be people out there who are like, a week's too much. Do you know what? Make it your best day ever. Best meal ever, because sometimes your headspace is not in a great one where you can think about the week. But could you think about today? Could you think about tomorrow's breakfast? I've just been in group today and really trying to get people to think about how they want to feel in the next 7 days. Because actually, if at any point in the next 7 days you have a wobble, that's okay. You've got so much choice and time to make sure that you don't have to kind of live off the back of that wobble. Does that make sense? You know, sometimes when something doesn't go according to plan, and we've often talked about this, that then snowballs. And it's actually known you have the capacity to allow that to stop if you want it to.
Mm. Yeah, totally. You know, it's interesting, actually, because when I stopped drinking a number of years ago, I remember I became friends with quite a few other people who were on the journey. It wasn't like kind of sobriety so much, more as like changing our relationship with alcohol was like the tagline, I suppose, that we had. And there was a guy who, super intelligent, switched on guy, ran his own business, lived over America way. And he just said to me, my only aim is that I just don't drink today.
Love
I'm not
that.
Thinking about 365 days of no drinking or I'll never drink again. All I want to do is I just want to concentrate on not drinking today. And then I'll deal with whatever tomorrow brings me when that comes. I'm not going to put the pressure on myself. So I kind of flip that into like, how am I changing my relationship with food? What is it that I can do today to make sure that I can stay on plan, on track today?
Do you know what? I think you're so bang on there. I remember doing that with smoking. When I gave up smoking, I thought, if I cannot have a cigarette today, I've won. And if, you know, that's all I'm going to think about, because we scare the living daylights out of ourselves thinking, oh my God, got to do this and then carry on doing it. And actually, sometimes our brains just don't have the capacity for that. So
no way. So let's have a look at some of you've put together a Anna Mangan's top 5 tips for your best week yet.
I have.
you've put a bit of a list together. We've got some brilliant comments from people who shared their thoughts with us as well that we want to add. Let hit us up with the Mangan message first.
So I have to say, this was a collaborative affair with some beautiful members of my group that I asked.
Beautiful.
Beautiful,
gorgeous,
stunning members of my group that I asked, you know, what did they feel and they thought? Because I just wanted to sanity check what I thought. So a collaborative affair. Thanks, Team Chalty. So my first one was get excited. Enjoy every single meal, every single snack and every single drink. Because the moment you enjoy it, the moment you get excited, the moment you're thinking about, oh, I'm eating my lunch and I can't wait for my dinner, or my snack is like, I'm really into mince pie baked oats. I like literally think about them from the moment my eyes close till the moment they open. Really loving what you're eating and getting excited by it keeps you going in that like, oh, I've got this to look forward to. If you're a bit, oh gosh, I have got a grilled chicken breast, a side of broccoli and some battered potatoes tonight. You don't get that, yes, I can't wait to cook it and make it, can you? You'll get drawn in by those little apps on your phone or the little leaflet that's come through your door, or in my case, my small person's beige buffet for her dinner. So getting excited is a thing that I have really seen make the difference to me. And when I asked my members, it was a thing that came up well in their top. So number two, this is quite interesting. Think outside the box. Try new things. Think about your normal habits and how they need shaking up. Many of us get stuck in a habitual kind of rut where this is what I've done to lose weight, therefore I'm staying here because it's safe. Or, do you know what, this is what worked for me. I was talking to my mum who's been trying to lose weight, it feels like, for a whole 73 years. And she was talking about things she did in the 70s. And I was like, Mum, we need to think outside the box because nutrition's moved on a lot since then. And so has food. So, you know, thinking about, is it like, you know, what I do on weigh day, for example, how many people don't step off those scales and step into 105 new sins, 5 to 15 a day? They think, oh, I'll have a little play today and I'll get back on it tomorrow. So is it really thinking about, what have you done week in, week out that hasn't brought you the weight loss, and tipping that on its head? So saying, actually, if I do the reverse, is this going to bring me a weight loss? Also, a secondary part of that is think outside the box about the way you maybe feel about yourself and think about yourself. So actually, do I tell myself if I haven't got 2 or 3 pounds a week, I'm rubbish, I'm a failure? Actually celebrating yourself and thinking about talking to yourself differently, I think is very, very number three. It's been said before and it will be said again. Plan, 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 plan. But don't just plan your evening meal. Plan your breakfast, your lunch, your dinner, your snacks, your drinks, your body magic. Make sure that it is all planned. Not in a constrictive way. Not saying you're like, oh God, on Tuesday I've got to eat X, Y and Z. But have a plan that is so foolproof so that you know if you're bored or if you're tired or if you're crossed or if you're stressed, you've got a fallback plan so that you know. We all have those nights or days or weeks or years where you just can't be bothered to cook. Have you ever experienced this, or is it just me? So really planning for your event, planning for your emotions, because the moment you plan is the moment you get control. And, you know, I remember a few months ago, maybe a bit longer, we had the lovely lady who had this rolling 12-week plan with her meals, and the freedom that that had given her and the headspace that that had given her was immense. So plan, 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 and then maybe plan a bit more plan. And number four, I think it is, get sin savvy. Now, I have to mention beautiful Ellie in my group who said, the best weeks I ever have are when I think about my sins as money, because actually, then they're real to me. Actually, do I want to spend, I don't know, £12.50 on a chocolate bar? Do I heck? Do I want to go and spend £24.50 on a burger from a high street chain? So really putting them in a way that makes you accountable, because they can be so abstract sins, can't they? That they don't really have, we don't have a connection to them. We just think, oh, I'll just eat some more. So get sin savvy, enjoy your 5 to 15 sins per day, but think about the free food swaps you can do. How to maximize enjoyment without going over them is what I've put here. And also, the really old, boring thing that always pays off is counting and checking before you have them. How many of us have given it a guess, kind of had a little glance, or do what my mum does, look at the sins that were back 12 years ago, knowing it? And with the barcode scanner now, I don't know if you're a fan, Claire, but it's a really, really handy tool. So you never need to get caught out, because it's there in a matter of seconds. So really making sure you've got those savvy sins. And tip number five, my final one, and this came up about 7-8 times in the members that answered, was take the pressure off. Enjoy your week. Look at your habit changes and enjoy the great things you're doing, but don't become obsessed by the numbers. As we always talk about, and what Linda Papadopoulos brought up to us, was looking at the scales as data, not having an emotional attachment. So rather than saying, I've got to get £4 off this week and I've just got to eat green vegetables and, I don't know, pulses to make that happen, take it off and keep making those changes, and inevitably the weight loss will come from that. Because what pressure does to me, and I think indeed most of the slimming population, is it might work for a couple of hours, maybe a couple of days, but then you break and burn, don't you? And you go, I can't sustain this. So taking the pressure off and enjoying yourself is key. So there's my top five husky voice tips to have the best week possible.
You've been listening to a official Mangan message.
Oh, my gosh. Daisy said to me, Mummy, what's happened to your throat? Did you swallow some coal? It's like, how does she even know what coal is? But no, I didn't swallow some coal. So, yeah, I do apologise about the Mangan husky mess.
You can't tell.
Can you?
You'd like, no, you're on fire, as usual, with your smattering of inspiration. I mean, like, Anna's like moving her hands all over the place. She's full of energy.
I talk with my hands, don't I?
You do.
It's not good.
In a blurred Zoom background, it's hilarious.
Because my hands keep coming in and out.
Yes. It's like, is there a hand? Is there not a hand?
We'll sort the Zoom background out.
Ross, do you have a little slurp of your massive cup?
Big it up.
It's basically the size of a head then on Zoom.
It's a bowl, I think, with a handle.
Oh, okay. A bowl cup. A bup. No, just leave it there. Let's have a look at some of the messages. Well, so you have a little drinky poos. Sandra sent an email to us saying, wow, I just listened to the podcast. What they mean is a couple of weeks ago when the going gets tough. Can't begin to tell you what impact this has had on me. I too lost 5 stone and have been target for a year, but then stopped attending class and allowed life events to become excuses for not being on plan. So I'm now £3 out of target and really been struggling to get back. I felt like such a failure as recently I got a diamond award, so I felt a total fraud. However, listening to you has made such a difference. And tomorrow I'm back in class with my baked oats breakfast. Oh. So she's put here, my 5 tips to a struggling friend would be, number one, stay to class and be honest about your struggle, as you really won't be judged. Number two, go back to old favourite recipes that you enjoyed so much at the beginning of the slimming world journey but haven't made for ages. Number three, plan your meals. Don't leave it to the last minute. Number four, remember it's not a diet, but a healthy eating plan for life. Five, it's okay to not be okay. She's also added six and seven on here, which I'll allow because they're quite good. Six, one bad choice needn't affect the rest of the week. After all, there are 21 meal choices a week. Seven, you got to target so you know the plan works. It's in your control to get back there whenever you are ready.
I love that.
Let me jump on to Carolyn. Carolyn says, I literally couldn't find the words to explain how perfect this podcast was for me and many others, I'm sure. I reached target at the start of this year after losing 2.5 stone. I was doing fine, still attending group and confident. I knew what I was doing. I was really loving the fact that after 7 years of yo-yoing, I felt in control and saw this as just a new way of life. 8 weeks ago, I changed my job. I left my desk job of over 12 years and started a new business, dog walking. I'm really happy. Of course, I'm smashing the steps. However, I knew I was slipping plan-wise as I found myself. And, you know, I think that maybe we could all potentially have a little bit of a, yeah, I've done that before. Mm. Number one, she stopped eating things that she hadn't thought of for the last year and a half. Chocolate bars and not just one. White toast dipped in shop-bought hummus. Number two, she wasn't planning a meal. She was just winging it. Number three, she wasn't thinking of speed food, just eating whatever was closest to grab. Number four, she was drinking beer and wine instead of a measured single gins with sugar-free mixers. And the big one, she wasn't going to group. She said she's been so busy to get to a group and know that, you know, it's an easy excuse and it seems impossible around the new business. Everything you said on that podcast could literally be my thoughts. Thank you for what you guys do and the honesty that you share, from Carolyn, a very thankful listener. And a couple more tips here from Claire. I mean, Claire sent us five tips, one of which was celebrate everything that's going right in your life right now and not what's going wrong. I don't know if I'm saying your name right. Adriana, I think it is.
Adriana?
Says,
nice name.
Says, get 10,000 steps in at least every day. Mm. That's what her message is. She's also changed her swim time to 7:45 in the evening. So that's taking care of her trigger time, which are evenings.
Heather.
Vicky here, really simple. Go to group, plan, be kind to yourself, use a food diary. Mm. Number five, don't give up. Jen here. You know, she's also given us 5 points. I'm just going to pick out point five, which is be kind to yourself as you are not a failure. You are successfully changing habits. New habits take time to adopt. So give yourself time. Gradual changes are more sustainable. I mean, they're brilliant pieces of advice. And also, like, you know, from your members for your collaborative tips, there's always inspiration out there, isn't there? Sometimes we just have to be willing to listen to it.
And ask for it, yeah. I think there's a real fallacy around weight loss is that people just find it easy. I would say, while food optimizing is the most generous, beautiful plan, losing weight's tough. Making changes, especially when they're emotional changes and very deep-rooted ones, it's hard. And that's why you need your tribe of people that get it. You know, you need the people who understand what you're feeling, who go, do you know what? I felt like that 3 months ago. Well, I've been there and I've done it. And here's what helped. Because it's the moment you isolate, the moment you shut down, the moment you think it's only me who's ever felt like this, that you go into that black hole. And it's very hard to dig yourself out of that. So watch for the warning signs, you know. I have some amazing people in group that will just put up their hand and say, help me, or send me a text message and say, Anna, SOS, or put it on our WhatsApp group. So if you are a group member and you need that help and support, don't be shy of asking for it, because it's there. And I can guarantee what I always see in groups is that there'll be someone who's been through it, succeeded, someone who's on the periphery, maybe about that to happen, someone who's deep within it, and someone who's at target and goes, hold on, I've been there and you will get through it. You never come out of a group feeling as bad as you went in. Does that make sense? So, you know, when you've had maybe a gain and you feel a bit rubbish, once you've sat there and got that motivation and inspiration, it really, really helps. It's so key. For me, it is in my journey.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, good. When Claire's silent, it really throws me, because I'm thinking, is there a technical error, or is she thinking deeply, or does she agree with me? I'm so relieved when she goes, I agree.
Yeah, but you told me off before.
No, I've never told you off.
Saying, you did. You said, after you always say something really deep and meaningful, you really talk from your heart, and I just sit there and go,
Do you know what? I don't
So
get
I'm
it.
Trying to not think about what to say. I'm trying to disrupt the cycle.
You're trying to make habit change.
Honestly. Some people might get the impression that we actually like each
other. Oh my God, never.
Week.
Someone asked me the other day, do you and Claire like ever speak apart from on the podcast? Do you like each other? I was like, well, we very frequently speak, but no, I don't really like her. But yes, we do have a relationship outside of a yellow box on Zoom, but yeah.
So I think that's plenty of things for you to think about this week. Next week we're going to continue the theme of planning, as we will be talking about the C word. We will hold that thought until next week, because yes, we know it's November, but let's face it, if you're on a weight loss journey, you're already thinking about the festive season. I'm sure you are.
If you remember, in my group, I've been talking about it since January. So it's nothing new. My members just know we are on the countdown. Because can I let you into a little secret? I've got a little fantasy for this Christmas. Don't worry, it's not touching.
Oh.
So by Christmas, I'm going to be at Target and I'm going to find myself a grand piano on Christmas, right? And I'm going to lie across it and have my photograph taken. So my groups and I all set out a plan about how we want to feel on Christmas Day. Some have got jumpsuits, some have got dresses, and mine is lying across a grand piano. So we've been getting prepped for the last kind of 2 months about the forward thinking for Christmas. So if anybody's got a grand piano near Manchester that's available the week of Christmas, do let me know, because I want to have a little lie in it. And I will be fully clothed. I must
say
that.
I was going to say, like,
yeah,
naked.
Because I didn't realise there's a reference about Kim Basinger and all sorts of stuff. No, this is fully clothed in my Christmas outfit, but there's something about being at Target lying across a grand piano that really excites me.
I don't
know why.
If you're listening, what would you say when your co-host says that? I mean,
you'd be like, get in, Anna, I'll take the photo. Okay? But what I'm trying to say to you is, have a Christmas aim. I've spent so many Christmases in elasticated outfits with cushions in front of me, just being a little head in a photograph. And what I was saying to him is, this Christmas, mate, move out of the way. I'm lying on a grand piano. Take all the photographs you want.
Right. Well, as we finish this episode, let me just move my computer around a little bit and you can witness me. Pin, I've got all my certificates here,
okay,
which are mostly signed by Anna.
And I haven't
Anna.
Signed this one.
I know. So I'm going to put this Target one back on the wall, because I kind of took it down because I felt like I was, as that lady said, a bit of a fraud, like I wasn't at Target. So this is the grand reveal that we are doing on the podcast.
Well done. Can you imagine if we've got loads of new listeners? I want to lie on a grand piano and you're wearing your wedding dress. And we're sponsored by Slimming World. Oh my dear Lord.
I didn't even think about that. I was totally thinking you were a weirdo, and you were so right.
Total weirdos. But that's what makes
anyway.
Us real. So I hope you've enjoyed today.
Yeah, come and join us on at Slimming World Podcast. Maybe we'll share, because we've done this on Zoom, we've got the video, so we'll share some videos of...
of my big cup.
Anna's big cup. me and my wedding dress, and me putting my Target certificate back
yes.
on the wall. I mean...
Muzzles
there
off.
You go.
Proud of you.
Have a great week, whatever you get up to. Enjoy planning, enjoy dreaming, enjoy maybe putting an outfit on that you really like, and enjoy your food as well. Take care.
Bye for now.